The scramble for scarce medical equipment you've been hearing about has been further complicated by conflicting messages from the Trump administration, from governors, and medical professionals. A key question at this moment, does the U.S. have enough ventilators or not? Amna Nawaz takes a closer look at the efforts to ramp up emergency protection equipment.
It's become one of the most crucial pieces of equipment to treat critical coronavirus patients, the ventilator.
Good morning.
Governors across the country have made desperate pleas this week for more.
We need, at a minimum, an additional 30,000 ventilators. You cannot buy them. You cannot find them. Every state is trying to get them.
We did have a delivery of ventilators. It was not the amount that we requested and not enough, but it was. We appreciate them.
We've had some help from the federal government. We think we have a commitment of several hundred ventilators, but we need more than that, and that's why we are searching the globe.
Last night, President Trump spoke by phone with Fox News' Sean Hannity, questioning how many ventilators are really needed.
I have a feeling that a lot of the numbers that are being said in some areas are just bigger than they're going to be. I don't believe you need 40,000 or 30,000 ventilators.
But then by today on Twitter, he pressed both General Motors and Ford to manufacture ventilators and fast. Both automakers have volunteered to convert some of their manufacturing facilities to make the ventilators that are in short supply. There's also what's known as the Strategic National Stockpile, a government reserve that helps bolster healthcare systems in a crisis. But there are only 16,600 ventilators in it, and the total estimate in all hospitals across the country is 160,000. That is a fraction of what medical experts say they need.
At the rate that this virus is exponentially transmitting, you know, our transmission at this stage, I go home every single night and think about what if we had to decide between two patients.
One way to get ventilators to hospitals faster would be if President Trump fully invoked the Defense Production Act. He's been reluctant to do it until today, this afternoon, requiring General Motors to prioritize federal contracts for ventilators.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is among those appealing to the Trump administration for more ventilators and additional critical supplies. She's a Democrat, and she joins me now from East Lansing. Governor Whitmer, welcome to the NewsHour. As we talk today, I should mention your state has just seen the biggest single-day increase in cases, more than 800 over the last day. You will likely need more of those ventilators. And the president, which we just mentioned, is going to ask GM to make more of them so you can get them sooner. What's your response to that?
Well, I'm glad for it, to be honest. I think that every state in the nation is confronting what Michigan is right now. Maybe not as fiercely as we are in the moment, but it's coming across this nation. We are seeing hospitals that are to capacity already, and we are just days into this. We're going to continue to see this climb, and we know that with COVID-19, there being no vaccine, no cure, how contagious and deadly it is, that there will be a massive need for ventilators across the country. And so the Defense Production Act is something that was relied on during the World War II. We were the arsenal of democracy right in Michigan, and you know, ramping up and producing is going to be very important. And so I know that the leadership at General Motors is tough and ready to take this on, but we need to all be in this and do our part.
Let me ask you to clarify some numbers, if you can, on the ventilators, because there's been a lot of confusion around this. How many do you have? How many do you need? And have you gotten any from the federal government so far?
Well, we've been working incredibly hard to make sure that we've got ventilators, that we are bringing ventilators that had been retired, we're revamping them and bringing them back online. We know that no matter how many we have, we're going to need more.
Do you know what that need is in Michigan?
We're going to need thousands. I mean, at this point, we are trying to mitigate how many people get sick from COVID-19, and that's why we've been so aggressive in terms of our stay-at-home orders and pulling kids out of school. So that's part of the challenge here. There's not enough data because there's not enough testing. And so modeling shows us that anywhere between, you know, a million or less people will need to be hospitalized at some point in Michigan if we're not really aggressive now. And that's what's driven the decisions we've made. But we know that we've got to continue to ramp up. There are not enough ventilators, no matter what the number is today. for the need that we anticipate tomorrow and the days coming as this continues to grow in my state.
You mentioned the stay-at-home order that you issued back on March 23rd. We should note, just in the last week, Michigan has seen a 566% jump in the number of cases in the state. But you didn't make a major disaster declaration request to the federal government until March 26th. In those just 3 days, the cases more than doubled. Did you wait too long to do that?
No, as you see from other states who have asked for disaster declarations, it hasn't inured to a lot of resources. So it is an important thing to do, but my team has been focusing on trying to make sure that we mitigate spread. We've been working very closely with the Army Corps of Engineers, with FEMA, with Department of Homeland Security. I've been working closely with the Vice President. We have been pulling out all the stops on all fronts, and so this was one additional step, and it's an important one, but it's certainly not the only thing that we're doing to make sure that we're able to draw in all of the resources and harness all of the power behind the federal government to assist in our efforts to make sure we've got the masks and the gloves and the gowns that our frontline providers so desperately need.
Can I ask you, Governor, because the president's been very critical of GM. He said today in a statement that they've been wasting time. GM and Ford are both headquartered in your state. Do you believe that those corporations have been doing as much as they can to provide some of that critical equipment?
They have, and they've been great partners. And I can just say this, I don't think anyone wants to spend energy fighting one another. We have to band together and fight COVID-19. We have to do that as a nation, and that means all hands on deck. From the great companies that built the middle class, like General Motors and Ford, to every individual doing their part. This is how we get through this crisis. We have gotten through crises in the past, and we are successful when we all remember what the enemy is. And in this case, it's you can't see the enemy, but it's COVID-19, and it is ravaging our country. And that's why we need to have a national strategy, and we all have to lock arms and be united on this.
That's Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan joining us today. Thanks for your time, Governor.
Thank you.